It's now time for the most ego-filled 2+ minutes in new sports talk radio across this great land. That's right, it's time for another fun-filled edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on the WSGW Morning Team. Now, my confidence was sky high last Thursday as I gave you 5 surefire picks with gusto, I might add, that I was so certain we'd be celebrating another week of pure perfection. And that's exactly what did not happen. Let's go to the tape.
Give me Wisconsin over MSU 21-20.
There he is, going to the corner route. Yep. In the corner.
Got him.
He's got it. Touchdown, Michigan State. Happy homecoming in East Lansing.
Wrong. Give me Alabama over Tennessee, 27-24.
For the win for the Volunteers. From 40. On the way, a knuckleball. He got it.
Give me Kansas City over Buffalo, 33-30.
Here comes Allen, looking long, throws to the end zone, and the ball is caught! Of all people, it's Dawson Knox!
Get him a body bag! Yeah!
Give me the Eagles over the Cowboys, 28-25.
Eagles go quick, Hurts reads it, throws it, touchdown, Devontae Smith!
He is not good, he's terrible. Is the West.
Give me Michigan over Penn State, 28-20.
Inside handoff, Corum, big hole, out to the 50. He's in the clear, John, to the 30, to the 20. Can he win the race to the end zone? He can.
How about that?
What happened? Did I just suffer my first losing week going a paltry 2-3? That's not right. And that's not even counting all those bonus picks that I offer up on the Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostication page located at WSGW.com. I mean, I didn't even win one of those games last week. Shh. Don't tell anyone. How am I to deal with such mediocrity? I now know what it feels like to be a Western Michigan Bronco or an Ohio State Buckeye. Well, my overall record falls to 21-8. All right, that's not bad, and many could probably live with such a record of brilliance, but you just don't expect brilliance from this segment. No, you expect perfection, and that's what I'm going to bring you. Now, no Michigan and Michigan State, as they are off this week ahead of their backyard brawl at the Big House next Saturday, so I'm giving you just 3 picks this week. Here are my picks. Let's start with some SPSU Cardinals football. That's right. The Cardinals returned to the win column last week after losing 2 close games against highly ranked teams. The Cards hit the road to battle Wayne State this Saturday at Tom Adams Field in Detroit. Coverage starts at 5:30 p.m. on 100.5 FM. The Cards will dominate in this one as they're back in good spirits after beating a ranked Indianapolis team last week. Wayne State, meanwhile, is struggling this year, and it's not going to get better having to face that opportunistic Cardinals defense. Give me SPSU over Wayne State, 38-12. In the NFL, the upstart New York Jets visit the woeful Denver Broncos this Sunday at 4 p.m. The Jets are 4-2 this year. Listen up, Lions fans. The Jets are 4-2. The Jets! And that includes embarrassing the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau Field last Sunday. The Jets will stun everyone by improving to 5-2. Mark my words. Give me the J-E-T-S Jets over the Broncos, 24-16. And finally, your beleaguered Detroit Lions are back from their bye week to visit the Dallas Cowboys this Sunday at 1 p.m. The Lions are 1-4 and must face a formidable Cowboys team with a physical defense, but worse, a physical running attack. Not only are the Lions winless on the road this year, they're winless on the road during the Dan Campbell era. That's unreal. Now, I expect Detroit to stick close thanks to the possible return of running back DeAndre Swift, but Dallas will run all over Detroit's comical defense. You see, you have to limit your opposition's point total. That's something the Lions don't look like that they really understand. Maybe they didn't get the memo. I don't know. Give me the Cowboys over the Lions, 38-20. So I've got SPSU over Wayne State, the Jets over the Broncos, and the Cowboys over your Lions. And that's this week's edition of Pat's Perfect Pigskin Prognostications on WSGW.